Ben took his and bowed deeply. Sorry about your droid. I'll turn it back on if you want. In a minute, Ben, Tenelkar said. But first, stand up and let me have a look at you. I haven't seen you since you were a baby yourself. Ben straightened himself and stood there looking nervous, while Tenelkar nodded approvingly. I apologize for bringing him unannounced, Jason said. But your message said to come immediately, and we were supposed to be on a camping trip while Luke and Mara are in the Utagetu Nebula. Jason's my master, Ben said proudly. Tenelkar cocked her brow. In my day, apprentices did not address their masters by their first names. It's an informal arrangement, Jason said. I'm working with Ben while he explores his relationship with the Force. Tenelkar's eyes flashed with curiosity, but she did not ask the question Jason knew to be on her mind. Why Ben was not exploring that relationship at the Jedi Academy, like other young Force adepts? So far, I'm the only one Ben feels comfortable using the Force around, Jason said, answering the unspoken question. He looked at Ben. But I'm sure that will change once he realizes that the Force is our friend. Don't hold your breath, Ben replied. I'm not interested in all that kid stuff. Perhaps one day, Tenelkar smiled at Ben. Until then, you're a very lucky young man. You could not ask for a better guide. Thanks, Ben said. And congratulations on the baby. Wait until Uncle Han and Aunt Leia hear. They'll go Nova. Tenelkar furrowed her brow. Ben, you mustn't tell anyone. I mustn't? Ben looked confused. Why not? Aren't you guys married? No, but that isn't why. The situation is... Tenelkar looked to Jason for help. Complicated. We are in love, Jason said. We always have been. Fact, Tenelkar said. That is all that matters. But you're not married, and you had a baby. Ben's eyes were wide and gleeful. You guys are gonna be in so much trouble. Tenelkar's voice grew stern. Ben, you must keep this secret. The baby's life will depend on it. Ben frowned, and the cold knot between Jason's shoulder blades began to creep down his spine. Even Tenelkar seemed to be growing pale. Ben can keep a secret, Jason said. But I think it's time to reactivate Dee Dee. Ben? On my way. Ben turned and ran for the door. Bring her here, Tenelkar called after him, and tell her to arm all systems. The baby began to mewl in Jason's arms. He took a moment to forge a conscious link to Ben's Force presence, then slipped the child back to Tenelkar. Is this why you asked me to come? He asked. It is why I asked you to come now, Tenelkar corrected. This sibling has been growing worse for a week, and the baby is a week old. Jason's chest began to tighten with anger. At least we know what they're after. Any idea who? Jason, I have kept myself in seclusion for months, Tenelkar said, and most of my nobles have guessed why. The list of suspects includes every family who has reason to believe the child does not carry their blood. Oh. Jason had forgotten, if he had ever really understood, just how lonely and perilous Tenelkar's life really was. So that would include all of them, Tenelkar finished. Well, at least it's simple, Jason said. And I suppose who really doesn't matter at the moment. Correct, Tenelkar agreed. First, we defend.